Joining us now on today's Food Drive Friday, we have Captain Tim North with the Newton Salvation Army. And Captain North, appreciate you spending time with us here.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, the Salvation Army, you guys run a food pantry throughout the year.
Correct.
And talk a little bit about who you serve with that.
Well, right now, we, of course, serve all of Jasper County. Anyone with, as long as you have a Jasper County address, we absolutely can help you with that. We serve probably about 300 families per month of basic food to help them get, pretty much make ends meet. We understand anybody can get into a hard time. Things happen.
Yeah,
we absolutely do. Really, signing up's easy. They just... we do it. We've set it up a little bit. So you actually need to call in. And when you call in, you can get an appointment to come. And they'll ask you what types of food. That way, in turn, we're not giving you peas if you don't like peas. I mean,
gotcha.
I don't. I love peas, but I don't know. Anyway, but with that, and then you just come. And absolutely... ultimately, just show up, say, hey, I'm here. We load it. You're out of here. So it makes it quick and easy for you. The only thing is we do ask for the first time. And every year about July, we're required to do some paperwork. I mean, just simple things. Here's who's in the family. Here's, et cetera, et cetera. Part of that helps us in the long run be able to get supplemental foods. Because we can, then in turn have a base of here's everybody's income, here's this, here's where everybody is. So we're not having to go and buy things at retail price. We can work with the Food Bank of Iowa, which we really do quite heavily.
Yeah.
And because of being able to fill out some of that paperwork, that's how we can work with them.
Now you work with the Food Bank of Iowa. Has there been any possibility of running short on supply of food?
Lately, honestly, to be honest with you, supplies have been running very short.
Yeah.
Even at the food bank, we get a list and go, oh.
Have we seen an increase?
We've seen increases. We've been seeing a lot of new people that we've not seen before. Good and bad,
Yeah.
Good, hey, we know that people know that we're here. Bad is that the times are getting in a tough time. We've seen probably an increase, about 50 families a month in the last couple months. So
Wow. It's
been going up.
From any particular part of the county, like closer to the one metro area?
I don't have that exact demographics right now,
yeah.
But it's just... things are tough. I mean, the economy is tough. Dollar don't go as far as it used to.
No.
I mean, you buy a bag of chips and you get all air and no chips, but no. I mean,
yeah, I know. Yeah, those Pringle cans, they used to be.
Yeah, all the way to the top.
Yeah. So when people originally sign up, can they do that from their location, like online?
We do not have online for food pantry. They do have to come in and sign up for that. So the first time, it's really ultimately kind of two trips. Come, fill out the paperwork. Paperwork takes maybe 5-10 minutes. At that point, set up an appointment. At that point, you'll be given a list of here's what we have. And you can check off, my family will eat this. No, they won't. again, that's just trying to be good stewards, because if we're giving somebody something they don't eat, what good is that? Are we really solving anything other than just handing them a can and they're going to go, we don't eat this? But somebody else might. So that's kind of why we do that, is ultimately to stretch out what we have.
Definitely. If someone would like to help provide food, what's the best way to do that?
There's a couple options. Of course, always, donate. We can buy from, like, Food Bank. We can get some of these, stuff that we need. And I say, with that, Food Bank, again, they're starting, I think their supply is getting a little bit low, too. So those avenues aren't as easy as they were. But of course, I always say donate, because then in turn we can get exactly what we're needing exact moment. But we can always use perishables, or not perishables, excuse me,
yeah,
non-perishables, because when we look at perishables, I mean, it would be great to have them, but the quick turnaround time sometimes, but as many as we're doing, you know, that may not, you know, be a bad thing once in a while. But the easiest is, you know, the pastas, the Mexican cheese, the tuna helper, the hamburger helper, stuff that really makes the meal go further. Of course, you know, your canned corn, green beans. And, you know, when we're looking at families, maybe like raviolis, SpaghettiOs, those type things that really kind of, you know, maybe kid friendly. And, you know, just again, most any really non-perishable. There's some things out there probably that people wouldn't like, but, you know, somebody may.
Yeah.
And the only thing I would say with those and when they're donated, please look at the date. It helps us because, you know, we want to give people stuff, but we also don't want to have to throw things away because of a, you know, expiration date. And I only say that because I'm guilty of it too. I'll go to my refrigerator pull or my cupboard and pull something from the bank and open it and go, oh, that's 3 years past due date, you know, past date. And we just want to be safe when we hand it out. Definitely. So nobody gets anything.
Yeah. What are your hours here that people can drop stuff off?
Well, we're here usually 9 to noon and 1 to 4 Monday through Friday. And, you know, holidays, that's a whole nother thing. Yeah. You know, please check with us first. But most of the time we're here 9 to noon, 1 to 4 Monday through Friday.
Okay. We'll have more on today's Food Drive Friday with Newton Salvation Army Captain Tim North.